What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Once again, time for the Grow NYC Green Market Update. We are on the line with Gene Hodesh of Grow NYC. Gene, jam-packed updates today, so let's tuck right in. What's going on at the market? What should we make sure to grab this week because it's on the way out?
Hey, so I was thinking that this week, something I've been really glad to still see around at the markets are beans. I made a soup with cranberry beans that was delicious. I picked up some more lima beans. I was at a dinner party on Saturday night, and they served this amazing, like, roasted green bean dish. So those are all products that we get, you know, through the summer and into September, and we've got the dregs out at the markets right now. They're still really delicious, but get them while you can.
Awesome. And I am super thrilled to see that on the new list this week, you have black walnuts. So what else should we be looking for at the market that's kind of new and exciting?
Yeah, so we've got black walnuts, chestnuts, turnips, white gold, haruki, purple top turnips, celeriac, daikon radishes are out. There's this new radish that I hadn't seen before called a hot, it's like a very spicy radish. So it's called a German winter radish, a Munchenbier. I'm probably not saying that properly, but they're out there. Brussels sprouts, broccoli rabe. We have all kinds of squash, gooseneck, white pumpkin, blue hubbard, acorn. And then something else that's new, Prospect Hill Orchard, they sell it some of our markets more uptown, like at Port Authority, Tucker Square, and Fort Washington. But now they're at Union Square on Fridays, and they have organic apples, which is, they're the first organic apples that we've seen at Union Square. So check those out if you're stopping by tomorrow. And then the other thing that I wanted to point out is that last year there were a lot of articles that came out in the press saying that there was a pumpkin shortage, and everyone got all up in arms. We still have pumpkins in our markets, but this year we've got a lot of pumpkins. There's a bumper crop, so make sure to stock up for all of your jack-o'-lantern needs.
Oh, nice. I need to get out and get mine. Well, what about, is there anything in particular that you want to direct us to for our shopping this weekend?
Yeah, I was thinking about how much I really love kale right about this time of year, that I start to do more cooking earlier in the year, in the spring. I really love to make salads that are cold, obviously, with, you know, new spring greens, and they're very delicate and tender. But this time of year, I spend more time turning on the heat and making soup and roast, et cetera. But if I am kind of short on time and I don't want to turn on the oven, I make a salad with fall greens. I really love to make kale salads. And kale, you know, you'll see it in the market through the winter, but right now it's really good. It's still pretty tender. So I like to make kind of a shaved kale salad, or I also really like to make Caesar kale salad. It is fantastic. And then the other thing that I wanted to point out was I was invited to a dinner at the farm on Adderley, and every course featured mushrooms, which got me thinking about all the amazing mushrooms we have in the market. So I think my favorite are maitake or hen of the woods, and you can just saute them with garlic and a little bit of butter. They're fantastic. Or, of course, oyster mushrooms are really filling, portobellos, chicken mushrooms. I mean, I'd never had those before this dinner, and they were like meat. It was really like the consistency of chicken. They're really delicious. So definitely check those out. You can make mushroom stock. Even one year I was vegetarian over Thanksgiving, so I made mushroom gravy, and that was fantastic. Or you can add them to any number of other fall dishes that you're making right now.
Yeah, that's like so lovely. I mean, that's one of my favorite times of year to be out and about at the market. You can just go there without even much of a plan, and there's plenty to be inspired to and load up your cart so you can eat well all week. But while we're out, I know you guys always have a ton of stuff going on. Are there any particular events we should make sure not to miss?
Absolutely. So tonight we are hosting our pop-up green market in Harlem, and people are up there setting it up right now. So it'll open up at 4 o'clock this afternoon and go through the evening till 9 p.m., and there will be food from neighborhood restaurants. We got a beer and wine permit, so there will be some drinks. There's going to be a gospel choir, and, of course, we have a really fabulous lineup of local farms who are going to be selling all manner of fall produce, and there will be a pumpkin patch there, so you can pick pick up your pumpkins. So that should be really fun. That's this evening from 4 to 9 at 117th Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. And then on Monday at the Astor Center, we are having our Educated Eater event on rye. So I'll be hosting the panel, talking to farmers that are in the program that grow rye, and talking to a baker that makes really incredible rye bread, and also talking to a distiller about distilling rye to make whiskey. So those are some big events. And then at market events, always check in on your neighborhood market's webpage. There are a lot of apple pie bake-offs happening all over Brooklyn, some this weekend, some next weekend, but they'll be taking place at Carroll Gardens, Grand Army Plaza, and Cortelyou. And then in Queens, there are a couple markets that are doing costume swaps. So nothing to do with food at all, but a really great neighborhood event. If you've got kids and they have old Halloween costumes, you can bring them to the Corona or Socrates Sculpture Park Farmers Markets and bring the old Halloween costumes, drop them off, find something new, take someone else's, recycle it, dress your kid up in it. It should be a really nice exchange.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for sharing all the news that's fit for radio. If you want to hear more about what's happening at markets in your area, because there are Grow NYC Green Markets all over the city, you can visit grownyc.org/our markets to find out info on cooking demos, book signing, giveaways, and more happenings each week at your neighborhood green market. Or check out just the main site, www.grownyc.org, to find out about other opportunities for volunteering, background on the farmers, and general market updates above and beyond what you're hearing here at the Grown NYC Market Update. So tune in next week when we'll be back on the line to hear more about what's happening at the green markets. It's on, let's get it on. It's on, let's get it.